USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The UAW strike will spread to more locations as it continues. President Biden's hopes for an early resolution are dwindling as strike plans to spread to at least 38 different locations across 20 states. Thousands more are planning a walkout this afternoon and join the roughly 12,700 union members that took part in the initial strike on September 15th. Democrat Senator Bob Menendez and his wife have been charged with federal bribery. Prosecutors claim he received substantial bribes to influence and protect businessmen and the Egyptian government.
They discovered approximately $500,000 of cash stuffed into envelopes and closets. Some of the cash was stuffed in the senator's jacket pockets.
U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says the bribes allegedly covered a mortgage, a luxury vehicle, and a no-show job. Menendez is also accused of sharing sensitive U.S. government information with Egyptian officials. He's denying all the allegations. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy intends to remove $300 million in funding for Ukraine from a defense spending bill that faced opposition from a small conservative group. The move follows the blockage of the bill twice this week due to procedural disagreements. McCarthy aims to pass appropriations bills before the September 30th deadline to avoid a government shutdown. A prominent Democratic senator is calling for the reinstatement of the dress code in the Senate building. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer had recently suspended it. While Schumer didn't provide a reason, it's widely speculated it was to accommodate Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman, who likes to wear basketball shorts and a hoodie while in the Senate. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says the Senate must take action to overturn this unilateral decision. A tropical storm warning is being issued for parts of the East Coast this weekend.
The National Hurricane Center issued the warning from just below Wilmington, North Carolina, up to the Maryland-Delaware state line. Storm surge watch was also issued for parts of the coastline.
That's Dave Collins, and this is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ukraine launched a missile strike on Russia's Black Sea Fleet headquarters in Crimea. A serviceman is missing and the main building is damaged. Initially, Russia reported one casualty, but later clarified the individual was just missing. Crimea, annexed by Russia in 2014, has been a regular target since Putin's invasion of Ukraine 19 months ago. In a recent CNN University of New Hampshire poll, President Joe Biden leads former President Donald Trump by 12 points in a head-to-head matchup in New Hampshire. The survey shows that 52% of potential 2024 Granite State voters would support Biden in a rematch, while 40% would favor Trump. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley has revealed her economic blueprint. It features abolishing the federal gas and diesel tax, reducing taxes for the middle class, and reverting federal spending to pre-COVID levels. The former South Carolina governor also pledged to protect Social Security and Medicare should she be elected president. Razor company Braun's ad featuring a trans male model with double mastectomy scars shaving their beard has sparked controversy on social media. Critics claim the brand, a subsidiary of Procter & Gamble, was endorsing what they referred to as gender mutilation. Some suggested a boycott similar to the one targeting Bud Light for its association with trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney. The image discovered on Braun's website initially appeared to feature a male model, but closer inspection revealed the subject to be a biological woman who had undergone a double mastectomy. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.